You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. And this is Paul Esposito here. I thank you for having us tuned in here this morning. Day one of our fundraiser, and this is the beauty of broadcasting is I'm not even in the studio yet, but I'm on my way here. Now, right now, we're going to open up the phone lines here momentarily around 7:15. This is day one of our fall fundraiser known as The Offering here at WMIE. It's Saturday afternoon when I'm recording this. We're about to get into my program, heard every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and at 8:45 p.m. And I just want to appeal to everyone out there. If you appreciate this program, if you like my program and Andrew Womack's coming up at 7:15, I just want everyone to know that these programs are made possible because of you, our faithful listeners. WMIE is a listener-supported Christian radio station, and that is why you don't hear commercials here on this station. But twice a year, we come to you and we raise the money we need for us to continue to do what we do. We're raising $30,000. That's been our goal at least the last 8 years. That's what it is. Once again, we've raised over $14,000 because of all of you who have already responded by mail to the letter which went out about 5 weeks ago. So if that's you, if you'd like to help this radio station, help to continue, help to ensure my program, Andrew Womack's, and East Coast Christian Center's, and all the other programs remain on the air, you can do that at this time by calling here at the station come 7:15 this morning or any time after that at 321-632-1000 is the number, 321-632-1000. We're trying to raise up this week now $15,000. Here's my program. This is taken from Romans chapter 11.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
God has placed the nation of Israel into a drunken stupor and has blinded them. Now, look at the difference. Let me read to you now 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Notice the difference. Paul speaking again. This time I'll read it out of the King James. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Notice the distinction. Regarding the Gentiles, the God of this world, who is who? Little g. Satan. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, the Gentiles. Satan is the one responsible for blinding them. The nation of Israel, God is the one responsible for blinding them. Now that's what I call sovereignty. God has blinded them, but I can hear it now. But that's not fair. It's pretty fair as far as it concerns your soul, because that blindness has opened the door for you to believe. You live and are saved in a giant parenthesis with Israel before you and Israel behind you. And you're in the middle. And it's all because God's given them a spirit of stupor. Again, He's hit His time clock and now He's dealing with you.
you and you and you. He has stopped time so he can save your soul and your child. Until. Now you got to come back next week to find out what the until is. It's good to be back. Verse 11, I say then, have the Jews stumbled so that they should fall? God forbid, meganoito. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, like you said to me last night, Carol, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. You know, I put the blame on one casual comment, too. Matthew 27:25, first three words are all the people. And all the people answered and said, let his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them. After he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him over to be crucified. You better be careful what you speak and be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Here you are begging God that the blood of Christ may be on your forehead and throughout all of time. Hello, not a prayer I highly recommend. That could end up to bite you like an adder. So, September 17th, 2017, that's what's happened to the nation of Israel. Let his blood be on us and on our children. God, being the gentleman that he is, said, I reckon I can accommodate you. Now, at the knowledge of this, the first reaction of some Gentiles was to be proud and arrogant. And today as well, some Christians feel more important than Jews because they are saved than the Jews. Well, they murdered the Messiah, right? That's what Hitler and the Catholics said. They murdered the Messiah. Verse 17, now if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember, you do not support the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Well said, he goes right on. Because of unbelief, they were broken off. But you stand by faith. Then he says, do not be haughty or do not be arrogant, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he might not spare you either. You ever heard that verse preached in a Baptist church? Let me answer that for you. No. He just threatened them. Now, let's threaten them again one more time. Verse 22. Now, consider the goodness and severity of God. Colon. Notice the colon. Stop and think. Think about the goodness or kindness. And think about the severity of God. On those that fell, severity. But toward you, goodness if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. Don't continue, be cut off like a Jew. Everyone understand that? Is this a threat? You bet your sweet bippy it is. The apostles just threatened you. If you don't continue in the faith, you're going to be cut off, just like the Jews. Everyone understand that. You must continue in the faith. Now, back when I believed that a Christian could lose their salvation, this was one of the verses I used to prove that. Consider the goodness and severity of God. On those that fell, severity, but on you, notice the word you, but on you, goodness, if you continue. Notice how the goodness of God on you is conditional. Notice how Paul put the onus of salvation directly on the person. When salvation is up to you, then it's up to you to lose it or keep it or get it. If your salvation is of you, it's up to you then. You found it. You believed in God by your goodness that you still had left over in you. You saved yourself. Now it's up to you to keep yourself. How's that working out for you? Let's shut every church down for hurricanes the next year. And we'll come back here September 17th, 2018. And see where you are. Me and Darren will bring the razors. No, I'll get Sharon to do that. As you got a Rip Van Winkle beard. And you're living out here in the gutter. You can't keep yourself. You didn't save yourself. You can't keep yourself. But that's not the only verse that implies this. 1 Corinthians 15. I declare to you the gospel which I preached, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you. Unless you have believed in vain. Also, Colossians 1:21. You who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach before him if you continue in the faith, established and firm and not drifting away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. So what's my point? All of the verses in the Bible that seem to say a person can lose their salvation have the words me and I in it. I is the Greek word ego. And if that applies, what's the old saying? If the shoe fits. Right. If you saved yourself, then you got to keep yourself. If you saved yourself, you have to keep yourself. Paul says, in me dwelleth no good thing. He says, and you who were dead in trespasses and sins, he made alive. Here's the difference. Here's how I got to the place of thinking you could lose your salvation to not thinking you could lose your salvation. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and then we are done for the day. Romans 8, 28. Notice the word he. It's in here 9 times. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, in other words, I ain't done yet, Chumley. Moreover, whom he's predestined, these he is called. Whom he's called, he's justified. Whom he's justified, these he is glorified. 10 times, as Snagglepuss would say, 10 times even. He knew me in advance. I don't even know what I'm eating this afternoon. He's predestined me in advance. I have not predestined myself. He has called me in advance. Guess what happens when I call myself? I get a busy signal. Try it. Try calling yourself. See what happens. He has justified me. I always try to justify myself and fail. But when God justifies me, look out, world. What can man do to me? And lastly, God has glorified me. Notice, this is what I want you to see in this text. Your name is nowhere in there. God is the one that's done the work. And that's why you cannot lose your salvation. Because you didn't save yourself. Someone else did. And he did all the work before you were born. Everything. He's already glorified you. That's the difference. These I put as threats. He's threatening them. That's what he did. Read some of the things that he wrote for 3 years, night and day. I never stopped warning you. Where is that in the Bible? Colossians 1:28. For 3 years, day and night, I never stopped warning you with all tears. Don't